Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna fly. Jamecia Bennett. Great voice. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Still Talking. This is my last night here at WCCO. If you are just joining us, we have had people calling in, and you are welcome to do so at 651-461-9226. Again, that's 651-461-9226. I would love to hear from you. It is my farewell night here at WCCO. Jonathan Lowe is in studio with me, as well as myself, and the man that I call my bodyguard. He is really so much more than that to me, and I will absolutely talk with him for a little bit at the very end tonight. Michael Battle is not in town, and of course he couldn't even join me tonight because he's at a big event. And it is quite remarkable how long Michael has been with me in the 9 o'clock hour. Do you remember? I'm sorry, 10 o'clock. The 10 o'clock hour, 10 to 11, was the Mom and Michael hour. 15 years my son has been with me. No matter where he was in the world, he would always call and say, "Mom, I can't come, but I will be listening if I can. And just know I love you so much." Oh, he's just beautiful. 15 years is a long time. And I remember when he did the show from the bathroom at Club 33 in Los Angeles. I remember that. I think he was a little bit embarrassed, just a teeny weeny bit. But Jonathan, I think, was a little surprised. But Michael was the one, you know, he called in and I kept going, "You know, it has an odd sound to it, Michael. You know, where are you? And he said, "I'm in the bathroom at Club 33 in Los Angeles." And he did the show from the bathroom. Seriously. Oh, my gosh. It was hilarious. We made fun of it the entire night. It was also Christmas time, just like it is now. There was a candlelight ceremony that was happening that night. And that same ceremony is actually happening tonight in Los Angeles at Disneyland. I just found that remarkable that the night that I'm leaving is the night when we talked about Michael, you know, being on air in the toilet.
I remember that.
Yeah, we could
very well.
He was there.
And
yeah.
We were waiting for the toilet to flush.
We were waiting for it to flush. It never did. It
never did. Never did. I was impressed by that. It never flushed. But I'm like, where are we? What Twilight Zone episode are we on where we're talking to someone not for 5 minutes. For a full hour.
Yeah, a full
hour. And
he's
calling from the commode at Disneyland. What?
It was really kind of weird and sick. That's all I want to say. It was weird. And then there was the earthquake. Do you remember he was on with me?
Yes. Yep.
And this, I love this child. He's just fearless. And he calls in, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the conversation, all of a sudden he goes, Mom, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. I'm like, what? Well, hold on a minute. Okay, but what? Hold on a minute. Okay. He waits, pause, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, you just...
Oh, yeah, that was an earthquake. What? What happened to the money I gave then, you for the then, yeah, backpack? What about the earthquake backpack? You still got it, right?
Mama bear. You go full mama bear.
I did. I really did. Oh, man, it was just, wow. It was very shocking, very shocking. So we're going to stop right here with Michael because we're going to come back to that. But I do want to get a caller in. Laura is calling in from Robbinsdale. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Gerilyn.
Hey, now.
This is the first time I've ever called you, but I have seen you like at the Peterson concert
a couple
of different times.
Yeah.
And I just want to wish you the best of luck. You mean there's a lot of special things I've always liked listening to on Sunday nights, and when you bring all the entertainments, where you're talking to a lot of the people like Patty and the Blenders, and
yeah.
who I'm going to go see next week.
Oh, I heard their show is fabulous. Yeah, it always is.
So I just want to wish you luck, and I did get a chance to see you guys at the State Fair.
Oh.
You and your brothers, and sisters, I was there for the first show that Friday, and you guys were all fantastic.
Thank you. We had a blast. It was about 5,000 in the audience, somewhere between 3,000 and 5,000. We had so much fun, Laura. So thank you for reminding me of that. Thank you so much, and thank you for listening.
Also, I also remember when all of CCO was doing the 9/11 tribute, when you guys were at Orchestra Hall.
Yes.
And you and Patty sang together. The two of you sound so great together. I just, and not only that, but to the whole CCO staff, of all the different tributes I've seen that they did for 9/11, you guys were the best.
Oh, thank you so much. We had, you know, Patty and I, our voices just, it's like our heart. We're like one heart together. So it's a big deal for you to say that tonight. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And thank you for being a part of it.
Well, you two are great singers, so I love you all.
Thank you
so much.
Take care, and Merry Christmas to
you. Merry Christmas. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Jonathan, we have another caller. Tell me who it is. Oh, are you giving me the sheet? Okay. Nick from Roseville. Oh, my gosh, I spent so much time spending money at the Rosedale Mall. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Gerilyn, it's Nick. And, yeah, I'm going to miss you. I tuned into you when I was a kid. And I had the chance to meet you once when I was at Interact Theater. I used to work at Interact Theater.
Oh, Interact. Oh, my gosh. I love them so much. You guys were just wonderful. I sang with you guys three times, I think. Yeah. I went to their shows. Absolutely. I went to their shows. My brother JD conducted one time, I remember. I used to have them come into my hotel room. I usually had a bigger room, and I would just say, hey, all of you guys come on in. And everybody's laying on the bed, laying on the floor. We were having a ball. I so loved Interact.
Okay,
oh, yeah. Had a great relationship with them.
Oh, great. Yeah, no, I'm going to miss you, and I'm hoping that you... So I'll be playing Menards Prior in University on the 15th of December.
Oh.
From 2 to 5. So here's my question. What's next in your life, and why are you leaving CCO?
I am leaving CCO because I really believe in wanting to leave a space for younger people. There are so many young people that are interested in broadcast, and they don't have the opportunity because many of us stay for a long time. I've been here 27 years, and I've had the time of my life, and I've had challenges and threats that were, you know, I mean, I've had a lot going on, but boy, I have learned to love it.
Do you think they'll ever allow you, like you used to do, or maybe you don't even want to, do you think they'll ever allow you to come back and fill in, like for Jason or...
You know,
something
that's
like
a great
that.
Question. You know, I used to fill in for so many here at WCCO consistently, and I just loved those years. And that was maybe 15 to 20 years ago, something like that. And I haven't, I no longer do that. They have not allowed me, and I don't know why, But they have not said to me, hey, we want you to feel for someone. Yeah. So it's just a different company. And that's their prerogative. They can do that.
Yeah.
My job is to make sure that I am joyful at all times. And when it gets to a point where it's not joyful, that's when you need to step back and go, okay, it's time to let someone else step into this. And that's why I'm here tonight to talk about it.
Well, and I wish, and maybe she can't say this, but I'm surprised he hasn't said anything to you on the air.
Who? The boss man?
Susie Jones.
Oh, Susie Jones, I miss her. You know, here's the thing. I didn't tell anyone except my boss, Brad Lane.
Yeah.
He's the only one that I told that it's time to stop. I wrote him and said it's time for me to end this stint. And it's been wonderful. It really has, Nick. And I keep saying to myself, what's next? What's next? Well, I've got some other options, and I'm looking forward to my future. I'm really looking forward to my future. So thank you for calling.
Well, again, Geraldine, I hope you do well, and I hope, obviously, you'll have a different email now, but I hope you come see me on the 15th, 2 to 5, Menards, 2005, University Avenue West, in St. Paul.
Okay, you got a deal.
And you have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you.
And by the way, come up and say hello, because I cannot see. I'm blind. So come on up and say hello, and yeah.
I can't promise, but I'm sure going to try. I promise you
all
that.
All right. Thank you, Geraldine.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go over to Nancy in Bloomington. Hey, Nancy. Are you there? Hey, now.
Are you there?
Yes. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Hey, I just wanted to call in. I just wanted to call in to share. I was interviewed by you on your show like over 20 years ago. Because you were going to be coming to an event at Children's Hospital
with
a little red wagon.
Yes.
Yeah, and so I was so nervous, and I worked in the emergency department, and I took all the radios with me when I went up to the phone because I didn't want any of my coworkers listening.
Oh my gosh.
And you put me so much at ease, and it was just a wonderful time sharing with you about the importance of the fundraiser and that the money was going to go to help buy more little red wagons for the patients at the hospital. And I just am really going to miss you a lot. I loved when you were on with your son, because now I have a son. I didn't have one when I was on your show, and it just is. You are such a blessing to the world, and I just give you all, you know, wishes for your new adventure.
Thank you so much, and say a prayer for me, okay?
I will.
All right.
I will.
Merry Christmas to you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. My goodness, I am so honored to have so many call in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We do have some text messages, or do we not right now?
Yes, we do have some more text messages that have come in. I'll read them real quick here. Dear Geraldine, we are so and this is from the 651 area code. We are so grateful for the joy that you've given us through the years. You've always made Sunday nights special with your uplifting spirit and positive outlook. God bless you from Dennis and Janice Peterson.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Another one from 651 area code. Geraldine, thoroughly enjoyed your show for many years. Thank you for the wonderful memories. Someone from the 612 area code. I met you at the Don Stoltz funeral. At Don Stoltz funeral. Went up to you and I introduced myself. You were so warm and friendly. I will miss you on the air. Mary from Minnetonka, that one was from.
Thank you, Mary.
And then, Geraldine, I think my wife and I have listened to your program probably for all of your 27 years as our Sunday night ritual. Also have gone to see you at Crooners. I have heard someone say they loved your politics. I might be a bit opposite, but so what?
That's right. So what?
You are so good to everyone and sing so beautifully. We'll miss hearing your voice and hearing about your son, Michael. Where else can you hear a mother bragging up her son and like everyone else does for their children and grandchildren. Good luck to you in your future endeavors, Mark and Sue in Lionel Lakes.
Thank you, Mark and Sue. It really means a lot to me. Thank you. My goodness. I do want to get back to my son just a little bit to remind you of some of the really special, special events. We talked about the candlelight ceremony at Disney, which is also happening tonight. So it's apropos for me to stop tonight. But we're going to take a break and come back, and I'll tell you a little bit more about what Michael is doing. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a... half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
And let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. Oh, I love this song. You're talking about being inspired. If you're feeling down, listen to this tune. I'm telling you. Because all you got to do is just let the words fall out. Because you want to be brave, then be brave. I know I am. So welcome back, everyone. If you are just now joining us, I'm Geralyn Steele, your host tonight, and this is my last night of 27 years here at WCCO Radio. And I am so grateful for every one of you that have called in, those that have written text messages to us tonight. It has been a full night already. And of course, it has been quite a remarkable time for me for these 27 years.
So a couple things right now. I've got a text message that I wanted to read to you, and then we have another special guest on
another
the line.
Another special guest.
This text message has just come in. I wish I could call in, but unfortunately I'm at an event and just heard the news. I absolutely love you. You are such an amazing woman and the best colleague. I love your show, and I hope this is a prank.
He hopes it's a prank?
Yes. But nonetheless, no. I wanted to text the show and let you know you've been amazing on WCCO Radio. I will miss your amazing shows and guests, Henry Lake.
Oh, Henry, thank you so much.
Yes.
What a beautiful soul he is.
He's at a movie premiere otherwise. He listens to the show. He has texted me and called in while the show is on the air or when you were away earlier this year with your hiatus. He called in like, "What's going on? Where's Gerald? What's going on? What is this?"
Yeah, because I was gone for almost a month.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and so I had to. It's okay. It's okay. She's coming back. We're all good. So I know if he was listening, he would call in. But now we must get to our special guest. Special guest, would you please introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Susie Jones,
oh!
And I love Geraldine from the top of my head to the top bottom of my toes.
Susie, we had the best time together, didn't we?
Oh, Lord. If people, back in the day when I stayed on till later in the evening and would leave at 8, you and I would go back and forth at just about 8:07 or 7:07, and we always had a laugh about just so many things.
So
dating in our older years and gaining a little weight in our bottom, having a little bottom trouble.
It was a bottom issue, people. It was a bottom issue.
Well, I'm surprised. There was no talk of it. Is it a surprise? Have you known for a while?
No, I've been really thinking about this for quite a while. And I am the one that made that decision. Brad Lane and I met about a month ago. We met for the first time. We had never met each other. So, and we sat and talked. And after our talk, we talked for about 2.5-3 hours. And after that, I went home and I just went, it's time. It's time to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And so here I am. And I'm okay with that. I want to make sure that, at least we can open up a few times here at WCCO and hopefully let younger people come in as well to learn all of the knowledge that we all have about radio.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that there was a show here at CCO where we are teaching young people, or people would call in and say, "Hey, I'm considering this. Can you give me some advice?" I would love that. I would love to listen to a show like that on CCO because there are so many people interested in it. So I'm really grateful for the 27 years I have had, and I think that is just plenty.
It is amazing. And your health is good? You feel good?
I'm having some challenges, but, I don't worry about it.
I know you don't. You know why? Because God's got you in the palm of his hand.
There you go.
Yeah. And that's what you've taught me. That's what you've taught me over the years, is to trust God and have faith that even though sometimes life takes different twists and turns, that at the end of the day, you're okay because you're doing God's will, and that is the only thing you can be doing. So rest in that and be of service. And I know you are a tremendous servant of God, as I try to be as well. So I really have loved working with you.
I really have. I missed you. Remember when you weren't coming on Sunday nights, and it was the first thing was you and I, and then all of a sudden that stopped, and you kept going and moving up and forward, which is beautiful.
Mm.
And we had a great time. We had some great conversations about relationships.
We surely did.
About our backsides. You name it. We talked about it.
Everything. We never knew what we were going to talk about either. Sometimes,
we never knew.
It might be the weather, might be something else.
don't know, but it was really fun. I tell you, the joy, I had so much joy here at CCO when you were involved in starting the show with me. So thank you, Susie. Thank you, honey.
Well, I love you, and I hope this is not the end of us maybe getting together for lunch or coffee or something, and we'll get Shaletta. Maybe we'll get Suze Ellison,
and we'll
make a day of it.
I'm looking forward to it. Let me know. I'll be there.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in tonight. I'm still smiling.
Yeah, Steve Murphy wants to talk to you, too.
I love you, and
I'll talk to you.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Soon.
Love you so much.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, good night. Bye.
Steve, maybe? Oh, I hope so. My goodness, what a night it has been already, and we have half an hour left. If you'd like to call in or text us, you just go to 651-461-9226. Again, that's 651-461-9226. As I say my farewells tonight, I cannot tell you how happy I am to be done, but not just to be done, but to have all of you in my life. So many of you have called in so many times saying, "Where have you been?" or "What has been going on with you? Are you okay? We haven't heard from you. Someone was filling in for me." Well, I did a long vacation this year for the first time. I've never done 3.5 weeks of a vacation. It was the first, and let me tell you, I was thrilled about it and very grateful for that opportunity.
By the way, before we go to break, we do have another call that's coming in. It's another special guest.
Special guest. All of them are special.
Please introduce yourself, special guest.
Steve Murphy.
Oh, there you are. Hi, Steve.
Carolyn.
Oh.
Carolyn, what the heck do you think you're doing leaving? Do you know what this is going to do to my Sunday nights?
Yeah, I got a feeling it's going to be just fine. God, thank you, Steve.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
Well, I'm just so sad to hear about this. I tuned in, as I do every Sunday night.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
You told your listeners, and I'm always one of them, that this is your last, and I'm so sad. But on the other hand, I'm very happy for you after 27 years, because you know I'm retired.
Right.
And you and I are both grandparents.
That's right.
And we know what a joy that is, so you're going to enjoy it. But, you know, I have to say this. You have been such a huge booster for the local art scene.
Oh.
You have been a warm companion for CCO listeners for all those quarter century. Sounds pretty long, doesn't it?
It does.
And you have been a CCO radio trailblazer as a woman of color, hosting her own show for 27 years. You're amazing.
Thank you. And I remember always passing the newsroom. Wherever you were, I'd always stop and just wave at you or smile at you, and you would always smile back. I so loved having you at walking the halls of CCO. You really made a difference too, sir. Thank you for calling in tonight. Dude, this is awesome. Thank you so
Carolyn,
much,
we're
Steve.
We're going to miss you. I have one request. Just don't stop singing. Never stop singing. You're the voice of an angel.
Thank you, sir. This is what I do. It is what I love. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you, too. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. What a gift. What a gift. For all of you that have sent text messages already, that have called in already, I cannot tell you how grateful I am. If you hear me sniffling, it's just tears of joy. Absolute tears of joy to hear from you all. Say that again. Oh, we have another caller. We have Peter calling from Northeast Minneapolis. Hi, Peter.
Carolyn, I'm crying from those last two callers, your colleagues. We are going to all miss you.
Oh.
I can't believe your voice won't be on the radio any longer. It's very saddening. Say, one thing quickly. I believe I was at your in-law's house 10 years ago, working on their furnace.
Oh.
And on my way upstairs, I saw you in a group picture. And I said to your mother-in-law and father-in-law, isn't that Geraldine Steele in that picture? And they said yes.
Oh, wow, God. What a small world, man.
And what beautiful people they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, wildly beautiful. Jeez.
Yeah.
Anyway, Geraldine, we can't get along without you. There will be a terrible void.
Oh, Peter, one thing is that I pray that the next person in this spot will be able to give you so much joy, so much information that we all need. This is what I hope for. So pray for me, and I will pray for you. And just have a great evening tonight.
Thank you. And as your colleague just said, you do have the voice of an angel. And as Susie said, you know, there'll be no getting along without you. Anyway, I wish you well. And I wish your son, who we hear on the radio now and then.
Yeah, he was here for a long time, 15 years, and then he, you know, finished college and has a job in L.A. So, you know, he's still with me. He's still with me, that's for sure.
Out west, living in that crazy land, he still is well grounded because you gave him that.
Oh, thank you, Peter. Thank you
all right,
so much.
I'll let you go and go well.
Thank you for listening
thank
all
you
these
for
years.
All your, thank you for all the wisdom you've
thank
given
you,
us.
Sir.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Be safe. Oh, my goodness. We have to take a break again. We'll be back in a moment. You guys heard me come in a little bit, didn't you? You know that was Jonathan's fault. He did that on purpose. Yeah, you did. Totally a big mistake and just making me look bad.
He loves me, but he'll never mention it. I have to prove myself as king for one more night before you leave.
Oh, my gosh. You're ridiculous. Welcome back, everyone. As we finish this half hour, I am still wanting to say a few more things about my son, because some of the most fun I had on WCCO radio was with Michael Battle. And Jonathan knows we were a team. The three of us together, we were the three musketeers, man. And we had so much fun. And then Jonathan got on my nerves like you wouldn't believe. Serious business like you wouldn't believe. He would mess with me and he would play around with this. You remember the one song? You remember the song, I could not stand?
No, I thought you were talking about the song Michael couldn't stand.
No, well, he couldn't stand it either.
Right.
But it was a song, you
You're talking about Soul Food?
Soul Food.
No, do you have that?
Do you have Soul Food?
I'm not playing it, no.
You're not playing it?
No, come on. No. I don't know how it got on your nerves, because you were the one.
For about 22 more minutes. Give me the song, dude. Give me the song. I would really like to hear.
Oh, let me get. Hold on a second.
Oh my gosh. Seriously, this is Jonathan. You know, he thinks he's boss man every time. Every time.
Again.
But I love him for
king.
It.
King.
I know.
King.
Oh, boss man. You want to be king?
King.
See, this is where we're wrong.
Correct.
Y'all don't understand. Oh, here it goes. Here it goes. Here it goes.
See, I don't know. I don't understand how you
keep
got
it going.
Sick of
Stop
it.
Talking. Cornbread him. Yeah. Y'all don't understand how Jonathan hated this song. And really, he enjoyed playing it.
No, you enjoyed playing it. I never hated this song. It was your son.
It was my son that hated the song.
Yes.
But also, it was all the cornbread and all that stuff, you know, trying to figure out what soul food really was. And then we would talk about that. But you did not really, every time it came around, you were like, okay, it's time for
soul food.
Oh, yeah.
I never, ever got sick of soul food. Never.
It was so much fun. I don't know how you got sick of soul food because you were the one that brought it into the airspace.
Yeah,
that's very true. And then finally, I let it go. Finally, for 52 years, I let it go about what? 10 years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe 10 years ago. There you go.
But for a while, it was there. It was in the space of the Mom and Michael Hour.
It's so true.
Before we move on, I did want to, there is another caller. There's another special guest.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
yay.
Special guest, would you please introduce yourself?
Well, first of all, I'm so happy to be speaking to the Queen.
The Queen?
Geraldine Steeles. Yes, the Queen. And this is Bruce Hogovic.
Oh, Bruce, how are you?
You remember me, I hope.
Are you kidding me? I can see your face right in front of me right now. Oh, my God. Thank you for calling in, Bruce. We've had some great times here at CCO, and you always made me laugh, always encouraged me, always.
I was just thinking that as I was waiting to go on here about your great sense of humor. It was so easy to make you laugh. That's because that's the kind of person you are. You know, you're so upbeat. You're so positive. And I think that's, we can bear that out with, I've been listening to some of these listeners calling in tonight with the warm feelings they have about you. And as you leave this show after these many, many years, you can carry those feelings with you. They really feel warmly about you and what you brought to them. You encourage people. I heard many of your callers tonight say, you inspire me. You encourage me. You brought me up when I was kind of down. So that's a remarkable trait to have in a broadcaster. And, you know, I don't know if you recall, but I do. In the early days, I've been gone, you know, a little over a decade.
Right.
But I remember sometimes on Sunday night during your show, we'd have bad weather.
Yes.
You know, like a tornado watch, thunderstorm watch, you know, that kind of stuff going on, lightning. And I'd come back from home, come back down to the station to kind of do a little bit of news work with
you. That's right. You did.
During those severe weather nights. And you were so easy to talk to. And that's one of the marks, I think, that people who listen to radio should know. Mm-hmm. That one of the marks of a true professional in this business is somebody who's easy to talk to on the air. Oh. And that's Geraldine.
Oh,
You were always so easy. I didn't have to worry about you throwing me some kind of a curveball that I couldn't answer or whatever. You were always so gracious, so accommodating, and easy to talk to. And that's the mark of a pro. And that's what you are.
Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness.
27 years on the show, right?
27 years.
That is so remarkable. I mean, very few radio shows anywhere, you know, let alone in our market here in Minnesota, let alone the whole nation, you know, have 27 years of broadcasting on one show. So that also is to your credit. To what you had to offer. And you've got a lot of great memories to take with you as you leave. It's always sad to think about the last show. It's very emotional, I'm sure. It was for me when I did my last newscast.
It will be. You know, tonight I'm just going to take a deep breath and give thanks. I enjoyed this job, and it wasn't a job. It was like family. It was like talking to people that you knew really cared about you. And you were always one that gave me that. You know, you always encouraged me. You and Dave Lee, man, walk these hallowed halls, and you would just say, hang in there, Geraldine. You're doing great. And it really meant a lot to me. I'm going to cry, so I'm going to let you go.
Okay. Best of luck to you. And we'll see you on stage. We'll see you on stage in the future.
I sure hope so. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Good luck, Geraldine.
Thank you. Love you, man. Love you. Oh, my goodness. I'm getting very emotional, Jonathan. Oh, goodness. All right. Let me talk about Michael because he's done some really stupid stuff every now and then. Here it is. Yeah, Michael called in. He didn't have a place that was really safe to get on radio, so he decided to go into the attic of his frat house. Okay, so where in the world did he why would he think that that was the right thing to do, considering that, you know, I actually went to the frat house one time in California, and I walked in, and Michael says, I want to show you my frat brothers. I want to show you the frat house, Mom. And I thought, oh, this is special when your son wants me to see the frat house, the fraternity brothers, right? I go in, and Jonathan, you remember that, right? There was a pole. And I thought it was upholding the roof.
I don't think I was here for that one.
Okay, so there was a pole in the frat house. And I thought it was holding up the ceiling. Right. I mean, how dumb is that? Wait a minute. You got it in your head.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So, number one, thank you for bringing this piece of light to us on your last show. This is great. So you are not talking about a pole. You were talking about the pole.
Okay. Yes. Which, of course, to have your mother in that space and you see that this is something in the frat house. Now I'm really ticked off. Because I said to him, oh, is the ceiling falling? You know, why is that there?
Don't. Okay.
I'm not kidding you.
This is advice for sons, including myself, that ever want to get on the radio with their mother. If their mother has a show and you're a son, pay attention. Never bring up the pole.
Never bring it up again. Because I said to him, and he waited till we got back into the car after he showed me the whole place, you know, and I met his frat brothers. I'm sitting there thinking, wow, you know, you guys must be fixing your roof. And we leave.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. No. Oh, so you were there to see it in person?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's another story. I don't know if you ever want to show your mother the pole. But you never should show your mother
the pole.
You just try to keep the pole out of the situation, out of the conversation forever and ever.
Yeah. And I said to him, I said, so you're not doing anything wrong. You're not mistreating the women. You're not doing. Tell me that you understand. I mean, come on. At the church that I used to go to, right, growing up, they had their own Ten Commandments because the first Ten Commandments was just not enough. So it was like, you know, stop and think before you drink. Don't let your parents down. They brought you up. Be humble enough to obey. You'll be giving orders yourself someday. And you go on and on until you get to the final 10, right? And I am telling you, that was in my head as I'm looking at the pole. I'm like, now this is a sin, son. This is a sin. You know, let it go, Geraldine. Let it go. Still love your son. And I truly love my son. He is wonderful. Both of my children, my daughter, who has been quite remarkable, really helping me with some of my health challenges. Venice, if you're listening, thank you, honey. I love you so much. And thank you and your husband for my beautiful grandchildren. All right. I also wanted to say, Michael said to me, you know, Mom, we each had a right song, and finally he played it tonight. So now remember to tell Michael, and just in case he forgets. We do have a caller online. Is it Bruce, you're saying? Bruce in Minneapolis. Hey, Bruce.
Yes, this is a different Bruce.
This is a different Bruce.
I just want to thank you so much. I have called before, and one night you're talking about H.R. Puff and stuff. Anybody knows the words. So I called up, and you wanted me to sing, but I didn't really sing, because if you've heard me sing, you know why there was Milli Vanilli.
H.R. Puff and Stuff.
Yeah. Who's your friend when things get rough? H.R. Puff and Stuff. You can't get a little because you can't get enough.
Oh, my gosh, man. That dumb costume. That was the dumbest part, was the costume.
Yes, and Witchy Poo and all that other good stuff.
Oh, you just brought a great memory, Bruce. Thank you
so much for
calling in.
And let love and light prevail.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good night. Wow, beautiful. Oh, is it time to take a break? Oh, my goodness. I think this will be our last break before we end tonight. I'm going to take a break now and then come back, and it will be my farewell few minutes. Thank you all for supporting, for loving me. Every time you saw me in the stores and you saw me looking for clothes, you go, aren't you Geraldine Steele? Or if I would say something to someone in that space, and they would go, I know your voice. And you have all inspired me over the years, so thank you. We're going to take a break. We'll be back for our last few minutes. Welcome back, everyone, as we wrap up this last hour, my last few minutes here at WCCO Radio. This is my last night, and you have made it very special for me. I cannot tell you how grateful I am for all of your advice, for all of the love that you sent, the cards that you sent. When I was sick, I remember one time I was sick here and people were calling in wondering, how is she doing? I'm so grateful for you. And whoever takes this spot right here at WCCO, please remember that it's all about the love that we have here. And I hope we continue to have it. I want to say thank you to those that were on air with me after 9/11. You remember that, Jonathan? I don't know. Maybe that was a different time. But I also want to say the live recording of a reporter at Bobby and Steve's gas station. We're talking about George Floyd and that whole incident, and we talked about that for a while. It was amazing how many called in. And I just want to say that the last person I want to say thank you to is the man that has become my friend, the man that I love, also the man who has protected me for months now. I did not get a security guard, but he was the one that stepped in and said, I will be with you every Sunday night at CCO. So I want to say thank you to Rick Davis.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for all that you did to protect me, to keep me safe, to bring me joy. I really am grateful for you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
And for all the listeners, including Jonathan, thank you so much for saying you love me, all of you that wrote in.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
You guys heard me come in a little bit, didn't you? You know that was Jonathan's fault. He did that on purpose. Yeah, you did. Totally a big mistake and just making me look bad.
I have to prove myself as king for one more night before you leave.
Oh my gosh. You're ridiculous. Welcome back, everyone. As we finish this half hour, I am still wanting to say a few more things about my son, because some of the most fun I had on WCCO radio was with Michael Battle. And Jonathan knows we were a team. The three of us together, we were the three musketeers, man. And we had so much fun. And then Jonathan got on my nerves like you wouldn't believe. Serious business like you wouldn't believe. And he would mess with me and he would play around with this. You remember the one song? You remember the song?
Yes.
I could not stand.
No. I thought you were talking about the song Michael couldn't stand.
No. Well, he couldn't stand it either.
Right.
But it was a song. You're
talking about Soul Food?
Soul Food.
No.
Do you have that? Do you have Soul Food?
I'm not playing it. No.
You're not playing it?
No.
No.
I don't know how it got on your nerves, because you were the one.
I'm in control for about 22 more minutes. Give me the song, dude. Give me the song I would really like to hear.
Oh, hold on a second.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously, this is Jonathan, you know? He thinks he's boss man every time.
Again.
But I love him for
king.
It.
King.
Oh, boss man, you want to be king?
King.
See, this is where we're wrong.
Correct.
Y'all don't understand. Oh, here it goes.
See, I don't understand how you
keep
got
it going.
Sick of
stop
it.
Stop talking. Cornbread and yeah. Y'all don't understand how Jonathan hated this song, and really he enjoyed playing it.
No, you enjoyed playing it. I never hated this song. It was your son.
It was my son that hated the song.
Yes,
but also it was all the cornbread and all that stuff. You know, trying to figure out what Soul Food really was, and then we would talk about that. But you did not really. Every time it came around, you were like, okay, it's time for
Soul Food.
Oh yeah.
I never ever got sick of Soul Food. Never.
It was so much fun.
I don't know how you got sick of Soul Food, because you were the one that instigated.
I loved it.
You were the one that brought it into the airspace.
Yeah, that's very true. And then finally, I let it go. Finally, for 52 years, I let it go about, what, 10 years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe 10 years ago. There you go.
But for a while, it was there. It was in the space of the Mom and Michael Hour.
It's so true.
Before we move on, I did want to, there is another caller. There's another special guest.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yay. Special guest, would you please introduce yourself?
Well, first of all, I'm so happy to be speaking to the Queen.
The Queen?
Marilyn Steele. Yes, the Queen. And this is Bruce Hogovic.
Oh, Bruce, how are you?
You remember me, I hope.
Are you kidding me? I can see your face right in front of me right now. Oh, my God. Thank you for calling in, Bruce. We've had some great times here at CCO, and you always made me laugh. Always encouraged me. Always.
I was just thinking that as I was waiting to go on here about your great sense of humor. It was so easy to make you laugh. That's because that's the kind of person you are. You know, you're so upbeat. You're so positive. And I think we can bear that out with, I've been listening to some of these listeners calling again tonight with the warm feelings they have about you. And as you leave this show after these many, many years, you can carry those feelings with you. They really feel warmly about you and what you brought to them. You encourage people. I heard many of your callers tonight say, you inspire me. You encourage me. You brought me up when I was kind of down. So that's a remarkable trait to have in a broadcaster. And you know, I don't know if you recall, but I do. In the early days, I've been gone, you know, a little over a decade.
Right.
But I remember sometimes on Sunday night during your show, we'd have bad weather,
yes,
you know, like a tornado watch, thunderstorm watch, you know, that kind of stuff, yeah, going on, lightning. And I'd come back from home, come back down to the station to kind of do a little bit of news work with
That's
you.
That's right, you did.
During those severe weather nights. And you were so easy to talk to. And that's one of the marks, I think, that people who listen to radio should know. Mm-hmm. That one of the marks of a true professional in this business is somebody who's easy to talk to on the air. And that's Geraldine. You're always so easy. I didn't have to worry about you throwing me some kind of a curveball that I couldn't answer or whatever. You were always so gracious, so accommodating, and easy to talk to. And that's the mark of a pro. And that's what you are.
Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness.
27 years on the show, right?
27 years.
That is so remarkable. I mean, very few radio shows anywhere, you know, let alone in our market here in Minnesota, let alone the whole nation, you know, have 27 years of broadcasting on one show. So that also is to your credit. To what you had to offer. And you've got a lot of great memories to take with you as you leave. It's always sad to think about the last show. It's very emotional, I'm sure. It was for me when I did my last newscast.
It will be. You know, tonight I'm just going to take a deep breath and give thanks. I enjoyed this job, and it wasn't a job. It was like family. It was like talking to people that you knew really cared about you. And you were always one that gave me that. You know, you always encouraged me. You and Dave Lee, man, walk these hallowed halls, and you would just say, "Hang in there, Geraldine. You're doing great." And it really meant a lot to me. I'm going to cry, so I'm going to let you go.
Okay. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
We'll see you on stage. We'll see you on stage in the future.
I sure hope so. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Good luck, Geraldine.
Thank you. Love you, man. Love you. Oh, my goodness. I'm getting very emotional, Jonathan. Oh, goodness. All right. Let me talk about Michael, because he's done some really stupid stuff every now and then. Here it is. Yeah, Michael called in. He didn't have a place that was really safe to get on radio, so he decided to go into the attic of his frat house. Okay, so where in the world did why would he think that that was the right thing to do, considering that, you know, I actually went to the frat house one time in California, and I walked in, and Michael says, "I want to show you my frat brothers. I want to show you the frat house, Mom." And I thought, oh, this is special when your son wants me to see the frat house, the fraternity brothers, right? I go in, and Jonathan, you remember that, right? There was a pole. And I thought it was upholding the roof.
I don't think I was here for
you
that
one. Okay, so there was a pole in the frat house. And I thought it was holding up the ceiling. Right. I mean,
Wait a minute.
You got it in your head.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
So, number one, thank you for bringing this piece of light to us on your last show. This is great. So you are not talking about a pole. You were talking about the pole.
Okay. Yes. Which, of course, to have your mother in that space and you see that this is something in the frat house, now I'm really ticked off. Because I said to him, oh, is the ceiling falling? You know, why is that there?
Don't. Okay.
I'm not kidding you.
This is advice for sons, including myself, that ever want to get on the radio with their mother. If their mother has a show and you're a son, pay attention. Never bring up the pole.
He never brought it up again. Because
yes.
I said to him, and he waited till we got back into the car after he showed me the whole place, you know, and I met his frat brothers. I'm sitting there thinking, wow, you know, you guys must be fixing your roof. And we leave.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. No. Oh, so you were there to see it in person?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's another story. I don't know if you ever want to show your mother the pole. But
you never should show your mother the pole.
You just try to keep the pole out of the situation, out of the conversation forever and ever.
Yeah. And I said to him, I said, so you're not doing anything wrong. You're not mistreating the women. You're not doing. Tell me that you understand. I mean, come on. At the church that I used to go to, right, growing up, they had their own Ten Commandments because the first Ten Commandments was just not enough. So it was like, you know, stop and think before you drink. Don't let your parents down. They brought you up. Be humble enough to obey. You'll be giving orders yourself someday. And you go on and on until you get to the final 10, right? And I am telling you, that was in my head as I'm looking at the poll. I'm like, now this is a sin, son. This is a sin. You know, let it go, Geraldine. Let it go. Still love your son. And I truly love my son. He is wonderful. Both of my children, my daughter, who has been quite remarkable, really helping me with some of my health challenges. Venice, if you're listening, thank you, honey. I love you so much. And thank you and your husband for my beautiful grandchildren. All right. I also wanted to say, Michael said to me, you know, Mom, we each had a right song, and finally he played it tonight. So now I remember to tell Michael, and just in case he forgets, we do have a caller online. Is it Bruce, you're saying? Bruce in Minneapolis. Hey, Bruce.
Yes, this is a different Bruce.
This is a different Bruce.
I just want to thank you so much. I have called before, and one night you're talking about H.R. Puffin stuff. Anybody knows the words. So I called up, and you wanted me to sing, but I didn't really sing, because if you've heard me sing, you know why there was Milli Vanilli.
H.R. Puffin Stuff.
Yeah. Who's your friend when things get rough? H.R. Puffin Stuff. You can't get a little because you can't get enough.
Oh, my gosh, man. That dumb costume. That was the dumbest part, was the costume.
Yes, and Witchy Poo and all that other good stuff.
Oh, you just brought a great memory, Bruce. Thank you
so much for
calling in.
And let love and light prevail.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good night. Wow, beautiful. Oh, is it time to take a break? Oh, my goodness. I think this will be our last break before we end tonight. I'm going to take a break now and then come back, and it will be my farewell few minutes. Thank you all for supporting, for loving me. Every time you saw me in the stores and you saw me looking for clothes, you go, aren't you Geraldine Steele? Or if I would say something to someone in that space and they would go, I know your voice. And you have all inspired me over the years, so thank you. We're going to take a break. We'll be back for our last few minutes. Welcome back, everyone, as we wrap up this last hour, my last few minutes here at WCCO Radio. This is my last night, and you have made it very special for me. I cannot tell you how grateful I am for all of your advice, for all of the love that you sent, the cards that you sent. When I was sick, I remember one time I was sick here and people were calling in wondering, how is she doing? I'm so grateful for you. And whoever takes this spot right here at WCCO, please remember that it's all about the love that we have here. And I hope we continue to have it. I want to say thank you to those that were on air with me after 9/11. You remember that, Jonathan? I don't know. Maybe that was a different time. But I also want to say the live recording of a reporter at Bobby and Steve's gas station. We're talking about George Floyd and that whole incident, and we talked about that for a while. It was amazing how many called in. And I just want to say that the last person I want to say thank you to is the man that has become my friend, the man that I love, also the man who has protected me for months now. I did not get a security guard, but he was the one that stepped in and said, I will be with you every Sunday night at CCO. So I want to say thank you to Rick Davis.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for all that you did to protect me, to keep me safe, to bring me joy. I really am grateful for you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
And for all the listeners, including Jonathan, thank you so much for saying you love me. All of you that wrote in to say how much you love the show. Jonathan and I have had a very interesting relationship over the years, but we've had a good time. We really have had a good time.
I want to say a couple of things real quick. Number one, I want to reiterate what Steve Murphy, who just called in a few minutes ago, said. You have brought such a great gravitas to the world of entertainment in this area, to music, to theater, to dance, to art. And there is going to be us here at the station.
Mm-hmm.
We have a big, big, big void to fill. This is leaving a hole. This is leaving a void. I hope the entertainment community appreciates you
for how much you have given to them and given a light to them
over the last
25 plus years.
I wish you could see some of the notes and letters that I've received through the years.
And I hope they continue to do that.
I do too. I hope they continue here at CCO. And thank you to my family, the Steels. The joy I've had singing with my family, we will still continue to do that, and I look forward to more and more. And I am so grateful that my family was always supporting me no matter what was going on in my life. They always stood by me, and they are standing by me tonight.
Yes.
They understand it. They know. They love me. And to be loved by your family, oh my gosh, it's the best. It is the absolute best. So I'm fortunate. I'm truly fortunate.
The other thing I want to say to you is thank you so much. Steve Murphy was absolutely correct. You are a trailblazer. You will always be a trailblazer in the history of WCCO radio. You have paved the way for people like Shaletta Brundage and Henry Lake and Rushini Rajkumar and myself to be in this space, to be comfortable in this space, to be welcomed in this space. You are really our guiding star, and I will appreciate you forever for that. I feel you are like family to me.
Yeah.
And family does fight, and
family does cuss
each other out.
We don't cuss.
No cussing. Just don't send me a slap in the box.
That's right. I forgot about this.
Yeah, don't send me a slap in the box. But I thank you so much for helping to guide me into this space. For my time here, it has been an honor working with you. It has been a joy working with you as your producer for so many years. And I, like so many others tonight, thank you and give my appreciation to you.
Thank you, Jonathan. Take care of yourself. And, of course, I want to say thank you to Rohan Preston for all the nights that you came on and talked about theater. And I learned so much from you, Ro. Thank you, honey. It was remarkable. There are so many others that I want to thank, so many others. Dave Lee, if you're listening, if you're anywhere in the world listening, just know that I still listen in my head to your advice to me. So thank you. This was my time to just stop and say, okay, it's time for something else and time for someone else to move into this spot. Thank you all so much. Pray for me. Please pray for me. And I will love you always. Good night, everyone. Welcome back, everyone, as we wrap up this last hour, my last few minutes here at WCCO Radio. This is my last night, and you have made it very special for me. I cannot tell you how grateful I am for all of your advice, for all of the love that you sent, the cards that you sent. When I was sick, I remember one time I was sick here, and people were calling in wondering, how is she doing? I'm so grateful for you. And whoever takes this spot right here at WCCO, please remember that it's all about the love that we have here, and I hope we continue to have it. I want to say thank you to those that were on air with me after 9/11. You remember that, Jonathan? I don't know. Maybe that was a different time. But I also want to say the live recording of a reporter at Bobby and Steve's gas station. We're talking about George Floyd and that whole incident, and we talked about that for a while. It was amazing how many called in. And I just want to say that the last person I want to say thank you to is the man that has become my friend, the man that I love, also the man who has protected me for months now. I did not get a security guard, but he was the one that stepped in and said, I will be with you every Sunday night at CCO. So I want to say thank you to Rick Davis.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for all that you did to protect me, to keep me safe, to bring me joy. I really am grateful for you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
And for all the listeners, including Jonathan, thank you so much for saying you love me. All of you that wrote in to say how much you love the show. Jonathan and I have had a very interesting relationship over the years, but we've had a good time. We really have had a good time.
I want to say a couple of things real quick. Number one, I want to reiterate what Steve Murphy, who just called in a few minutes ago, said. You have brought such a great gravitas to the world of entertainment in this area, to music, to theater, to dance, to art. And there is going to be us here at the station, mm-hmm. we have a big, big, big void to fill. this is leaving a hole, this is leaving a void. I hope the entertainment community appreciates you for how much you have given to them and given a light to them
over the last
25 plus years.
I wish you could see some of the notes and letters that I've received through the years.
And I hope they continue to do that.
I do too. I hope they continue here at CCO. And thank you to my family, the Steels. The joy I've had singing with my family, we will still continue to do that, and I look forward to more and more. And I am so grateful that my family was always supporting me no matter what was going on in my life. They always stood by me, and they are standing by me tonight.
Yes.
They understand it. They know. They love me. And to be loved by your family, oh, my gosh, it's the best. It is the absolute best. So I'm fortunate. I'm truly fortunate.
The other thing I want to say to you is thank you so much. Steve Murphy was absolutely correct. You are a trailblazer. You will always be a trailblazer in the history of WCCO radio. You have paved the way for people like Shaletta Brundage and Henry Lake and Rushini Rajkumar and myself to be in this space, to be comfortable in this space, to be welcomed in this space. You are really our guiding star, and I will appreciate you forever for that. I feel you are like family to me.
Yeah.
And family does fight, and
family does fight,
each other out.
We don't cuss.
No cussing. Just don't send me a slap in the box.
That's right. I forgot about this.
Yeah, don't send me a slap in the box. But I thank you so much for helping to guide me into this space. For my time here, it has been an honor working with you. It has been a joy working with you as your producer for so many years. And I, like so many others tonight, thank you and give my appreciation to you.
Thank you, Jonathan. Take care of yourself. And, of course, I want to say thank you to Rohan Preston for all the nights that you came on and talked about theater. And I learned so much from you, Ro. Thank you, honey. It was remarkable. There are so many others that I want to thank, so many others. Dave Lee, if you're listening, if you're anywhere in the world listening, just know that I still listen in my head to your advice to me. So thank you. This was my time to just stop and say, okay, it's time for something else and time for someone else to move into this spot. Thank you all so much. Pray for me. Please pray for me. And I will love you always. Good night, everyone.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.